I'm Eric Allen for KLCC.
Eugene Ballet will present the world premiere of their original ballet of Hans Christian Andersen's The Snow Queen on April 8th and 9th at the Holt Center. It's the first time Eugene Ballet has created a complete ballet from scratch, including commissioning an original score from Portland composer and violist Kenji Bunch, to be performed live by Orchestra Next, led by Brian McWhorter. Kenji Bunch and Brian McWhorter are with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for making the journey in, gentlemen.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Well, composition of freestanding music is one art. Composing for a specific story is quite another. So how differently, Kenji, did you approach composition for a ballet?
Yeah, it's really different. I can't really think of an art form that is quite like story ballet, where it's a wordless story that has to be told simply through movement and music. And so there's this huge obligation, I guess, to tell this story and have every note of the piece serve the story. You can't rely on text as you can in opera or film. It's really just these notes and the movement.
You also have to serve rhythm. So did it change your rhythmic approach to composition?
Apparently, I write in a rhythmically conscious way, I guess. People tell me that there's a strong rhythmic drive in my music. I never really thought of that. It just sort of happens, I guess. I have had some considerable luck working with choreographers. They're somehow able to count to eight in whatever I write. So working with Tony Pimble, choreographer, she would encourage me to have rhythmic ostinatos or sort of groove patterns. She's also said that they can evolve and change tempo and meter, and that's important too to keep it varied and fresh.
I understand, Brian, that you were the one who brought Kenji to Tony Pimble's attention as a composer for this. So what is it, from your perspective, about Kenji's music that made him an apt choice?
Compositionally, I think he's a really terrific composer. But perhaps more than that, he's really easy to work with. It's an intimate process. We've got the story, we've got ideas for the staging, we've got limitations with what we can do in the orchestra, of course. So it's important to work with people that you feel like you can get intimate with in that way.
So what did you see as your role, Brian, in the creative development of the music?
Just trying to keep it together so it doesn't blow up. I think that's a way to sum up being a conductor.
Like Brian's saying, it takes a special kind of person to be able to talk about a project that for the most of the time we were working together, nothing existed, and we all had to be kind of okay with that, and to have that trust that eventually something will materialize and it'll all work.
Part of it for you, Brian, was bringing it to life once it was written. So what did you find yourself bringing out of the music as you translated it into live and recorded performance?
It didn't take a whole lot of adding character from my end. It really was about facilitating the character that was already intrinsic in his composition.
From Kenji Bunch's score to The Snow Queen, performed by Orchestra Next. They'll perform it live as part of Eugene Ballet's world premiere at the Holt Center in Eugene, April 8th and 9th.
What was it like for you, Kenzie, when instead of hearing it in your head or hearing MIDI-driven recordings, when you heard Orchestra Next actually performing it in the studio?
The first feeling is just a tremendous relief that, you know, phew, I'm not crazy. This actually sounds like music. And then after that, it's just, I was amazed. Like Brian said, this was an insanely fast turnaround. Days after getting this thing finally finished and getting the parts to the players, we started recording, and they sounded amazing. And Brian knew what to do with the music, which is a huge task to record that much music in a few days.
And when you translate this onto the stage, Brian, is there a different kind of a rhythmic precision that's necessary when you're really the cue for dancers?
Mm. In the 5 years that we've been working with the ballet, I feel like I learned so much every production with what kinds of rhythmic gestures are useful for the dancers and what kinds of rhythmic gestures are maybe less useful. It's not just about tempo. It's about what I think in my mind is a velocity of gesture or the velocity of a phrase. It's not to say that something I would do could make a dancer stumble, but I think there is something that I can do to help bring out the best in the dancers. It is a balancing act. Forget the dancers for a second, but just in the orchestra, Kenji might specify a tempo for this section, and I think a responsible conductor would feel that ask from the composer and then feel the orchestra itself in terms of how they're performing that rhythm or how they're performing that line, where they want to go in terms of a tempo. And maybe there's a little fudge room in there. You know, maybe I'll slow it to accommodate a musician. And that's enough of a job. But then to try to work with the dancers, it's a similar balancing act to feel where they are in terms of their rhythm. What I feel so lucky about working here in Eugene with Orchestra Next and the dancers of the Eugene Ballet Company is that we're all really great improvisers. We're all able to kind of deal with things that don't necessarily always go perfectly. And sometimes that actually yields even better results. There's an amazing dance that happens between the orchestra and the stage. And as I've been at the ballet over the last several weeks, watching the choreographic process, watching the kinesthetic process, it's all the more clear to me that this is one of the most special projects that I've ever been involved in.
Brian McWhorter, conductor of Orchestra Next, and Kenji Bunch, composer of the original score for Eugene Ballet's The Snow Queen. They'll perform the ballet live at its world premiere on Saturday, April 8th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, April 9th at 2 p.m. at the Holt Center in Eugene. A CD version of music from Orchestra Next's performance of Kenji Bunch's score will be available at the performance. For more information, eugeneballet.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.